We welcome into the studio, a bit late, better than never, Miss Tori Payton, lead navigator for Enroll Alabama Mobile. Good morning, Tori. Welcome back.
Good morning, sir. Sorry, guys. Traffic was a little rough this morning.
I heard with our traffic report. But we're so glad that you made it because this is an important time of year. It's open enrollment for the health insurance marketplace.
Yes, it is. It is open enrollment. It kicked off on November 1st. And, you know, I do think that they have it extended again. It used to be December 15th. Now it's all the way to January 15th. So you guys still have like 60 some odd days to get enrolled. But however, if you need health insurance to start January 1st, you need to contact me by December 15th at 251-465-5897.
465-5897. Because you actually have an office in Mobile, but you will consult people over the phone to help them pick out a plan and see what the prices are and if it's something that they can handle, right?
Yes, correct. I can do it over the phone. I have learned to use Google Meet if you want to physically see what I'm seeing. I can flip the screen around so you can see. And I do travel. I have a laptop and everything that where you can be. I can do one-on-one at any place or public place like a coffee shop or a library, and I can get you set up.
And just because the name is Enroll Alabama Mobile, obviously it's not strictly confined to Mobile.
No, it's not strictly confined to Mobile. We're a whole subsidiary of AIDS Alabama South. It's called Enroll Alabama. I have navigators across the state of Alabama, even in Dothan, Alabama, Tuscaloosa. We have added so much more where everybody in the state of Alabama can get the assistance and the resources they need to be able to have good quality health insurance.
I also learned that you can call, and apparently, is this anywhere in the state you can call 211?
Yes, we have required 211 with United Way. So we have the 211 lines to be able to assist people to even help locate navigators in their area if they need someone to see face to face, or they can do the application on the phone with them.
Mm-hmm. I tested that out before I put it in your commercial. So I called 211 and I was put on hold for a couple of minutes. And then a nice lady answered, and she did say United Way. So I thought, well, I got to tell people that on the radio when they call. So I don't think they got the wrong number. But it's like a statewide helpline.
Yes.
To assist whatever it is you're looking for.
Correct.
So I told her, I said, I'm calling because I heard that I could look into health insurance here. She said, yes, ma'am. She said, ma'am, she needed a couple of information. I think my birth date and a couple things. And then she said, I can set you up with a navigator. And I said, I don't need you to, but you did a great job. You passed with flying colors. And she's like, oh, how interesting. So it's good to know that folks can call 211.
Yes, they can call 211. The question that she was asking you is just an inquiry to make sure that you are able to receive the assistance, because we don't want to just have you on the phone and we get to the end and just waste your time and stuff like that. We want to let you know up front if we can and cannot help you, because you know, sitting on the phone for almost, especially your first time, a whole hour, and you come to the end and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we weren't able to get you qualified. It's just a little basic questionnaire,
right?
Your name, date of birth, your phone number, and just your annual income. We'll just go from there.
I'm surprised though that the income brackets, like we talked about last year, you might be a family of say four, and the income bracket for you to get a subsidy is maybe higher than we think, right? So it's really worth it for folks to at least check into it.
Yes, it is higher than you would think. The minimum for a one-person household, it does go up every year because it fluctuates due to, you know, people's taxes and earnings and stuff like that. But like for a four-person household, you can at least make a minimum of at least $30,000 or even less than that just to qualify. So you have room to be able to grow. You can go a minimum of $25,000 for a four-person household, or he goes up to like 70 something, you know, it gives you that room to be able to say, hey, you can still qualify and you need the assistance to help, where you don't have to pay $400 or $500 a month.
Yeah, what you're saying when you're saying you'll qualify, that just this is the same type of scenario what we used to call Obamacare, but based on your income, the government will give a subsidy so that you can have affordable health insurance.
Correct. It's just the way I explain it is just like how if you had a job, your job pays into your health insurance, so you don't have to pay so much a month on your own. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is. What happens versus you when you leave your job, you have to keep COBRA, which is very expensive.
Right.
And it gives you that that money goes towards your monthly premiums, and it goes towards the insurance plan that you choose, either Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, or Ambetter of Alabama. And whatever's left over is what you're responsible for monthly. And then also I will go over your responsibility inside the plan, which is like your co-pays, your deductibles, and when you have to pay those and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And depending upon the plan, depends on the coverage, the costs, the deductibles, et cetera.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in addition to calling your local number, which is again
251-465-5897.
465-5897. Folks that are want to try or maybe computer savvy, they can go to healthcare.gov.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And go through the same steps that a navigator would help them.
Yes, it will go through the exact same steps a navigator would do. Sometimes when people do call, it's because they get tripped over certain mm-hmm. questions. And it can be tricky because they'll ask you the same question twice and it's reworded. If you don't know that, it will trip you up. But I'm still here to call.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have already started the application, you can still call me. I can pick up where you left off and help you fix it and finish it on through with you.
Okay. What else do you want people to know about the insurance marketplace in rural Alabama?
It's great insurance. It's not people think it's always just some kind of subsidiary insurance or not good insurance. No, this is actually major medical insurance that covers all your major healthcare care. It covers your preventative services, basically your shots, your immunizations, your wellness checkups. Those are 100%
mammograms,
colonoscopy, all that.
Wow.
It's 100% free. That's your preventative services. Now, if you do have to go to a doctor for illness or related injury, it still covers it, but you still have to pay your portion. So let's say if you have a silver plan for a person, the primary care doctor will be like $25. That's all you have to pay, and that's the rest of it.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice.
Lab work, x-rays, CTs, all that good stuff.
It's basically the same type of plan you could get independently. Because you mentioned Blue Cross,
mm-hmm.
United Healthcare, and what was the other one?
Ambetter of Alabama.
Okay. And when we call you or go online, do we have a choice? Can we say I'd like Blue Cross?
Yes. It gives you all your choices. You can compare the plans. You can look at the pricing. You can look at the deductibles. You can see what was best for you and your budget. And I always tell my clients, if you do it on your own, I know sometimes you get a tax credit where it eats all your monthly payments, your premium. Please do not look at the $0 because that will hurt you in the long run.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
Okay, so let's say my income is at the $14,580. So they give me $600, right? So my health insurance plan is $550. That $600 ate the cost of my monthly premium. However, you have what is called the patient's responsibility, which is your co-pays, your deductibles, and stuff like that. Even though you see that $0 on that bronze plan, you actually have to be careful with that because it has a very high deductible. Like, for instance, the Blue Saver Bronze, you can get 3 visits at $40 for the year. But that 4th visit, you will have to pay your deductible before the insurance start to pay anything.
Sounds like we just need to call.
Yes. Yes. And that's another thing I've learned. People will be like, when they do get these plans, even at your job, it was like, I pay this much of money, and then I go to the doctor. They say I have this high deductible, and I ask them, what plan did you pick? And they get a little embarrassed. And they say, okay, I've done it before. You pick the cheapest one because you're looking at what's coming out of your paycheck, your budgeting, and stuff like that. And I don't just sign you up for the plan. I educate you what a copay is, a deductible is,
mm-hmm.
out-of-pocket maximum. Make sure you bring me your prescriptions, the doctors. We go over all that.
And you're not just a one-man band.
No.
You've got an office of several navigators that are ready to help, right?
Yes, I do. They're in our other office. It's for United Way. Holly, and we got a new girl named Shanita. She has joined us now. And then also any others across the state of Alabama. My goal this year, before open enrollment ends, to do a big major open enrollment event, to push for the last 15 days in January. I'm working on it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought up the event, because sometimes you might get together and have an event at a local library where you're helping people enroll. Do you have anything like that scheduled yet?
Yes, actually, we have the library in Mobile, the Ben May Library. It's going to be November 13th and November the 27th. I believe they're going to be from there from 2 to 5. And we also did partner back up with the Fairhope Library. We're currently working on our time schedule for that. Once we get that done, we'll post it on our website.
Okay, good.
Everything is still in the works because, I have to.
Right. But you can also go to Enroll Alabama Mobile on Facebook.
Correct. Yes, you can.
Enroll Alabama Mobile on Facebook. The website is simply enrollala.com. Enrollala.com. And once again, you can try it yourself online, but I'd rather offer assistance
because sometimes when you do get online, it does get confusing, especially if you don't understand the terminology mm-hmm. of what is axing, and also the terminology when it comes to health insurance itself. And also back to the libraries thing. The libraries are so great. They don't. If you tell them what you're doing, they'll set you up in a study room where I can just pick a time where I can just go in and, do a one-on-one session with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really have to do an open enrollment event, but, it's easier when people will know the times that we'll actually be there. But if you need me outside of that, I can schedule an appointment with you at a local coffee shop or a library, and I have my laptop and I'm ready to go.
Okay, and so even though, like we said earlier, the office is called Enroll Alabama Mobile, y'all are here to help the entire state.
Yes, the entire state.
So anywhere in the state of Alabama, they can call the 211 State United Way hotline, if you will. But for here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, call your office directly.
Correct.
465-5897.
Yes, ma'am.
465-5897. You can find that phone number right here on the front page of Enroll Alabama Mobile, and I'm sure on the website as well. Is there anything else, Tori, that you want to tell us about that we've not thought to cover yet?
No, we pretty much cover everything that when it comes to Enroll Alabama. The only thing I also do outside of that is what I do at AIDS Alabama South, is I do educate people and help them and push them to get tested for HIV. We do have World AIDS Day that is coming up on December 1st. I will be out there promoting, of course, Enroll Alabama, and it does cover those services as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tori Payton, the head navigator for Enroll Alabama Mobile. The health insurance marketplace is open through January 15th, but if we want insurance by January 1st, we sign up when?
December 15th.
Before or by December 15th. Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I have a story I'll tell real briefly before we wrap it up. A friend of mine whose husband died several years ago, and we were having coffee, and she was just about in tears over the health insurance that she lost and didn't know what she was going to do. And I had just interviewed you. It was open enrollment. And I told her about it, and she called me up with tears of joy instead of tears of sadness, because she was able to get a good insurance plan comparable to what she had through her husband's work that cost her little to nothing.
Correct. And I get those stories all the time. I had a lady who called me the other day. This is my second time enrolling her. And every time she talks to me. She tells me how thankful and how she feels blessed that God has put me in her life. And that's the part that makes me feel good.
Yes.
It's that joy that I get from helping others. You know, let me know that, hey, I'm able to help people get the health care that they need so they don't have to worry about if it can go to the doctor or not if they get sick.
Right. Once again, that phone number to call in Rural Alabama Mobile, no matter where you are, is 465-5897, 465-5897. If you can't remember that, you can remember 211.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Tori.
You're welcome.
Good to see you again.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. This will be posted on our